Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf Beis in Meseches Nazir, is the 1136th daf in Shas. There's a little bit of thickness, spiritual thickness in the air. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm recording this Matzai Shabbos a couple of hours before some of Klal Yisrael will be going for the Slichos of Rosh Hashanah. And may Amka Delibi, I wish everybody a Shnas Chaim Tov V'Shalom, and we may be zoche to a year that is full of bracha in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, and may we continue to grow together as we march through Shas. It's a very, very special feeling, different people coming over to say that we're learning together, and may we continue to grow together in all ways in our Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim. Today's daf on Daf Chav Beis and Nazir, we're going to continue with the Gemara's Shaila. The Gemara raised on Chav Aleph on the Beis a fascinating question, and that is, when a husband revokes his wife's Nazirus, is he revoking it retroactively, me'akar okar, as the Gemara says, nine lines from the top on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, or megas gayas, which means that he's cutting it off in the present. The Gemara immediately tells us the nafkamina between the two. The Gemara says that if a woman takes a neder of Nazirus, and her friend says, va'ani, and then the husband revokes the neder. If it's retroactive, so then in such a case, then the friend's Nazirus also doesn't take effect, because she was saying ani to a Nazirus that doesn't exist. However, if it's megas gayas, that he's cutting it off only at that moment, so then her friend's Nazirus is going to take effect. The Gemara kept on trying to conclude that Shaila on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, coming up with different rayas, and the Gemara rejected every single one of those proofs, and the Gemara is going to continue bringing proofs, I won't give an answer away, of whether it's Megas Gaius or Me'akar Oker. Also, on our daf, we're going to discuss what happens if her friend does not say Va'at when she hears the statement of the first woman who wants to be a Nazir, but she says, Hareini Nazira bi'ikvayich, I will follow in your heel. So what exactly does that mean? Particularly, the Gemara is going to connect it to the issue that if we say that retroactively the husband can annul his wife's Nazirus, maybe when she says the words Be'ikvayich in your heels, she's saying, I'm in the heels of what you did, but I'm not dependent on your Nazirus and whether your husband is going to be Mefer or not. In other words, I'm following in your direction, but not necessarily being Matpis in your Neder of Nazirus. And that will conclude today's daf. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up top line of Bezer and Aleph. Again, the question being, when a husband is Mefer, rejects his wife Nazirus, does it happen retroactively or not? Tashma come in here, says the Gemara, Isha Shenadra bin Nazir bin Nitmes. A woman took Nazirus upon herself, then she became Tmeah. And then her husband revoked the Nazirus. Mevia chata sa'of, ve'eina mevia ola sa'of. She brings a chata sa'of and does not bring an ola sa'of. Now we had that a couple of days ago on the Yutes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara explains that the chata sa'of is based on the fact that she committed the quote-unquote sin of Nazirus. Now, the sin of Nazirus, the Gemara there explains, according to some, is Rabbi Lazar HaKfar, that the Gemara is going to make reference to here as well, and that is that a person should not deprive themselves from God's world, but rather maybe to add that an individual should consecrate everything in God's world and use the wine in an appropriate fashion. Therefore, by simply making a statement of Nazirus is already on some level a chait, and that requires further elaboration in the other places in Shas where Reb Lazar HaKfar's sheet is. The Ola Sa'ov, though, the Karban Ola, is a phenomenon that's connected to Nazirus, and since she never was a Nazira, so then she doesn't bring an Ola Sa'of. Analyzes the Gemara. V'isa'akudaitach bal megas gayas, but if you're going to say that the husband does not revoke retroactively, but rather he revokes it in the present. So then she became a Nazir and she became Tame. So there was a time then she was a Nazira. Teisa Nami Ola Sa'of. Maybe she should bring, suggests the Gemara, if it's not retroactive, she should bring the Ola Sa'of. It must be, therefore, that it's really Me'akar Akar. And if it's Me'akar Akar, if it's annulled retroactively, that's why she doesn't bring the Ola Sa'of. Challenges the Gemara, nothing makes sense. Ve'la mai, Me'akar Akar. You're going to say everything is fine, that if it's revoked retroactively, if that would be so, if it's revoked retroactively, Chata Sa'of Nami Lo Teisi. Then she shouldn't even bring the Chata Sa'of, because the Nazirus never got off the ground. Says the Gemara, Hachi Nami, you're right, the Nazirus didn't get off the ground, but as we explained earlier in Daf Yutes, Vahamani Rebbe Lazar HaKfar, it's consistent with the explanation of Rebbe Lazar HaKfar, Desanya, Rebbe Lazar HaKfar, take a look on the Sun, Mesoras HaShas, how many different places Rebbe Lazar HaKfar is mentioned in Shas. We've had this already a few times. We had in Dharm Daf Yud, fascinating, Shita, Amar Matar Melon Ba'asher Chota Al-Nefesh, Vichbi Be'eza Nefesh, Chata Zeh. The Pasuk by Nazirus describes her as being a Chet B'Nefesh. What type of Chet is a Nazir doing? The Lashon HaPasuk is, V'asa HaKoyin Echad L'Chatas V'Echad L'Oedah V'Chiper Alav Me'asher Chata L'Nefesh V'Chidesh Esrosha B'Yomahu. What Chet did he do? Elam B'Nei Shasir Atzmei Minayayin Nikre Chet. But rather, he's considered a sinner by removing his connection to wine, by being Mitzayer himself through wine. Again, probably the explanation to Rebbe Lazar HaKfar is an amazing, amazing idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to make new things asur to us. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is us to use the things that are mutter, even the ones that are challenges. The internet, wine, and so on and so forth, he wants us to use it letov, and not chas v'chalila, the opposite. Obviously, she'elas chacham is absolutely necessary in terms of dealing with the challenges of being able to be mekadesh mashe mutterlach, and being sure that one doesn't fall into the eitzah of the yetzahara. Where the yetzahara says, well, the Rebbe Lazar HaKfar says, you're not supposed to make anything asur to yourself, and therefore indulge, and then chas v'chalila fall prey to the yetzahara. But nevertheless, the message is clear. As Rav Tatz says, and we've spoken about this Purim time, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. So that generally is understood, that when the wine comes in, people reveal secrets. Says Rav Tatz beautifully, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. When the wine comes in, the secret of Klal Yisrael comes out. The secret is the ability to use what the world generally thinks of as vices, but rather to be able to use them to be mekadesh, to sanctify. Of course, we use wine to be mekadesh. In fact, we discussed, of course, on Dav Vav, that creates a big problem, that the Nazir cannot drink yayin shel mitzvah. And therefore, Rebbe Lazar HaKfar seems to be taking this understanding that it is a chet. And therefore, when it comes to someone who is a Nazir, by simply making the statement, even if it's revoked, simply making the statement might be enough to be mechayiv a carbon. The Gemara finishes off the idea of Rebbe Lazar HaKfar. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer, mazeh shlo tzir atzmei el minayayin nikra chayte. The Musar is someone who tortures himself, or pains themselves, more precise, from not drinking wine, is considered a sinner. Mitzar atzmei called over achas kamel kamel. Certainly, if he's mitzar himself and other things, Rebbe Lazar HaKfar says that it is quite negative. After we are done explaining that the aveira of taking Naziris might be registered by simply taking the Naziris, even if the Naziris have not begun, so then in such a case, one could explain the distinction between the fact that somebody who, a woman, who takes Nazirus and her husband revokes it, will still be chayiv to bring the Chata Sa'of, even though she doesn't bring the Ola Sa'of. And that could be explained, both according to the Man D'Amr who says Mi'aker Oker, as well as the Man D'Amr who says Megaz Gayez, and therefore we still do not have a proof to the Shaila from yesterday's Daf, when the Baal is made for Nazirus, whether it's Mi'aker Oker or Megaz Gayez. So the Gemara attempts another proof. First wide line, four lines to the bottom of Chav Beis Amal. Tashma Desanya Behediyah.
Ha'isha shenadra binazir v'shama chaverta v'amra v'ani. We learn in the Tosefta that a woman who says that she's going to be a Nazira, and her friend hears and says, me too, uba b'ayla sharishan v'afir la, hi muteres v'chaverta asura. The halacha is that the woman who made the original Naziris is mutter because her husband revoked it, but the Naziris is binding for the friend. Now, how is it binding? Shmamina. The only way we could explain it is if we heard the idea of Baal Megas Gaius, that the Baal, when he revokes it, only revokes in the present. So the nether was made, her friend tapped into the nether, and then, presently, not retroactively, the Baal revokes it. Reb Shimon Oimer, Im Amr La Hareini Kimosech Shtei Mutaras. Rabbi Shimon added in the Tosefta that if the woman says, the second woman says, I'm going to like you, be like you, so then, in such a case, then she is also not bound by the Naziris, because then she is saying, whatever happens to you is going to be happen to me. If you have Kiyam Naziris, explains the Mefarsh, then I'm going to be, I myself will have it. Otherwise, I won't. The Gemara continues on Chav Beis and Beis. Marzutra Breidra Mari Amar Hai Hainu Derami Bar Chama. This issue that we asked, or more precisely discussed, of a woman who is a Nazir, who takes Naziris on herself, and her friend says Va'ani, relates to a question. Hainu Derami Bar Chama relates to a question that was raised by Rami Bar Chama. The boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had a parallel case in regards to Nedarim. Hareya like Psar Sevach Shlamim Mahu. If there is a piece of meat of Shlamim that is in front of a person, and an individual, that individual who it's in front of, says that the other piece of meat, which is Chulin, should be like Psar Sevach Shlamim, Ki Matbis Inish Biikara Mitbis, do we say that what he means when he says, like Zevach Shlamim, is like the original piece of meat before the Zrika, explains the Mefarish. And if we're talking about the original piece of meat before the Zrika, so then in such a case, what the Halacha would be saying is that the Chulin that he's being Matpis on would be Asur. O Dilma, or maybe, O Dilma Bitsinina Matpis. The other way of looking at it is then whether he's being matfis in that piece of meat, he's referring to the status of the meat in the end, and that is, after his rikas hadam, when it's mutter. So Rami Bar Chama has this question in regards to neder. The Gemara is suggesting, says the Mefarish, 8-9 lines into the narrow, the hachinami l'gabi hachisasa, the same would apply to women as well. Ki amra v'ani, when she says I as well, I amrit to be ikar mitfis, have a kodem afar of you, Asira, is she being matpis in the ikar, in other words, the original state, and that is prior to hafara, and therefore she'll be asar. V'amrit mitvisa b'tzina, if you say at the end, havelekachar hafara v'shari. So, Marzutra suggests that this could be dependent on Rami Bar Chama's shaila that we learned earlier about in Adarim. Says the Gemara, I don't think so. Mi dami, set 5-6 lines from the top on Chaf Beis and Beis. Hasam kimud amar hare alai kibsar zevach shlamim. In a case of where the individual is mat bis bisar zevach shlam afgav dachar shenizrek dami matzi achale b'chutz migdash kodesh. Even when it comes to kodshim, there is significance to the piece of meat. It has status of kedusha. Even after Zrika, it cannot be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, and it needs to be eaten in 2 days and one night. So therefore, in such a case, there is room to suggest that Basof, there is significance to his words, even if he's Matpis Basof, even if he's referring to the Tzinina. Aval Hacha, but over here, Isa Kadaitok Betzina Kamatpis, if you're going to say that she's referring to the end, Hahafer la baila. So then the Baal is mefer and it's nothing. It has no significance. And therefore, it's not comparable. In other words, there's room to say that by the Hatfasa of Kodshim, in such a case, then there's room to say he's focusing on the end, because there the nether has significance in the end as well. However, if we're talking about Hafara, of what significance does the Hafara have at the end? In other words, the Nazirus that she took is only significant if we focus on the beginning. And therefore, there's no room to suggest that when her friend is saying, I as well, she's referring to the end point, because that's when the neder was already revoked. Ikad Amri, others say, Hainu Durami Bar Chama, Vadai, that some disagree with this suggestion, and say the two issues are directly connected. That even though it's true, explains the Mefarish, that the Kachim still has status of Kedusha, nevertheless, the Shailas are similar, and since the Halacha is that when it comes to the woman being Mefir, the Halacha is that she is the second woman is considered as if she locked into the original Naziris of the other woman, so too we will be Poshet Rami by Chama Shaila, and say the same would apply as well. And therefore, if someone's matpis bibsar shlamim, he's talking about the original status. Because we saw in the Tosefta that by matpis by Naziris it's original status, so too when it comes to Kachim. We also learned a fascinating case in which a woman says that she wants to follow on the footsteps of the Naziris of her friend, but she doesn't say Va'ani. Continues the Gemara 10 lines from the top of Beza, and Beza Amr La Hareini Nazira Bikvaich. I am going to be a Nazir on your heels, following on your heels. So, and then, repeating the case of the Mishnah and the Tosefta, her husband revokes. So now we have the following Shiloh. Hareini Bikvaich Bikula Milsa Visharyu. Do we say that she's saying, I'm going to be exactly like you? And since her husband was Mefer, so then the second woman is also Mater. Odilma can make me delay for La Baila Vasir. She means I'm on your heels in Naziris, but not going to follow all of your statuses, and I'm not going to be dependent when the second one says, Bikvaich, on the hafar of your husband. Tashma. Haisha Shinadra Benazir Shama Baila Vamar Vani. We learned in our Mishnah, if a woman says she's going to be a Nazir, and the husband says, and I too, so then it's too late. He can't be Mefer. Analyzes the Gemara. If we're going to have an opinion that says that when you say, Hareini bi'ikvech, then you're being matvis in the Iker, and therefore her status, the second woman's status, is not dependent on what happens afterwards. So the same should apply also when the husband says Va'ani, and the following result should take place, which is different from our Mishnah. Lefer Lolidida, he should be able to do Hafara on his wife's neder, Velokam Dide, but his Hatpasa, his connecting to his wife's Nisirus, should work. How could that possibly be? Well, if we say Bikara Kamatbis, that he's latching into original statement, so he's latching into original statement, he then revokes her Nazirus, but his Nazirus now remains because he latched into the original statement, not the whole story. Elosh Lav must be Shmamina Bikul de Milsa Matbis, that when it comes to both the case of Hareini Nazirich Bikvech, as well as the case in the Mishnah, we view it, with the husband, we view that as a case of him being matbis bekula. V'hilka chudelo matzi mefer. And that's why he cannot be mefer, because he affirmed the Nazirus by saying Va'ani, even in the end as well. It was his tacket concession to his Naziris by saying Vani, because he wasn't only saying Vani on the whole statement, but rather it's Bitsinina. It's on the end as well. Analyzes the Gemara, Ha'isha damar hareini bikvechi nami muteres. And similarly, a woman who says that she's going bikvech, she's also going to be mutter when the husband is Mefer. In a case where you have Leah who's married to Reuven, and Leah says that she's going to take Naziris, and Rachel says, Hareini Bikvech. Since we see that the statement of Hareini Bikvech, in the case of a husband who's following in his wife's footsteps, refers to the entire status, so too over here, when Rachel says it,
she's starting to follow her status, and therefore, even if Reuven revokes it, when Reuven revokes it, he's revoking Rachel's nezuras as well. Says Gemara, lo'olam bi'ikra matvis. Really, when a person is matvis, they're matvis in the ikr. If that's so then why is it that when the husband revokes the wife's neder, automatic, everything is revoked? However, in a case of where he says that I also am taking your neder, we say that he's accepting her nezirus, and we don't say that he's only taking the original, the ikar. V'hacha kimen d'amar lo v'ani, since he says v'ani ka'omer kim lechi dami, it's as if he's saying I approve of your nezirus. V'mishel ha'kamasai matzi mefir, and if we prove that his affirmation of saying v'ani is problematic, then he'll be able to be mefer v'loy loy. But if you can't prove that, then he won't be able to be mefer. We learned in our Mishnah, Reini Nazir, Va'at. If a man says, I'll be a Nazir and you too, will be one as well. Va'amra Amen, and she says, Amen, mefer shaloy, v'shaloy kayim. Then he could be mefer her neder, of Naziris, but his remains. And the reason for that, we learned, is because one statement was Arezi Nazir, and the other statement is At, and she needs to confirm it. If she needs to confirm it, so he could be Mefer. Asks the Gemara, Ureminu, we learned, Tosef Terein Nazir Va'at, Va'amra Amen Shnehem Asurim. The halacha is that the Nazirus is binding for both of them. Vimlav Shnei Mibtarim, Mipnei Shetala Nidro Binidro. That her neder is dependent on his. So how could we say in our Mishnah that one could be mefer one and not be mefer another? In other words, that his neder is going to be binding and hers is not. We learned in the Tosefta that if he says, I'm going to be another and you too, and she says, Amen, one is dependent on the other. If his neder is not going to be binding, her neder is not going to be binding, the Tosefta says. And if her neder is not binding, his neder is not going to be binding. In our Mishnah, it said that his neder is binding and hers is not due to Afara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tani Mefir Es Shelo Vishelo Kayim. You have to change the girsa in the Tosefta, Rav Yehuda says. And that is that the Tosefta is saying the exact same thing in the Mishnah. He can be made for hers, but his will be lasting. Abaye Omar, Abaye says, no, we could reconcile the Tosefta with the language that is in front of us. Afil tem kitetani b'braisa. Kigon de ka'amar lo, hareini nazir va'at. If he says to her, I am going to be a nazir, and you too. De katoli nidro binidra. He is making dependent his neder with hers. We'll explain in a moment that what that means, and I'll be clearer as we go to Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Umasnis, in the case of our Mishnah, Kigon da Amar lo, Hareini Nazir Va'at. Mai. He doesn't just simply say Va'at. He says, Hareini Nazir Va'at Mai. I am going to be a Nazir, and what about you? There, Mishamachi Mefer Shalov Shalok Kayim. There, he's not connecting the two. He's asking her what she wants. And therefore, our Mishnah says he's made for hers, but his is going to stand either way. He says, Hareini Nazir. Do you also want to be a Nazir? My Nazirus, we already know what the story is. That I'm going to be a Nazir. Now I ask you, my wife, and what about you? In contrast to the Tosefta, Hareini Nazir Va'at, he's making a statement. I'm going to be a Nazir, and you too. And there, that is a Nazirus where one is directly linked with the other, and therefore the Tosefta says, is Tala Nidro Binidra, and either both are binding or both fall apart. Let's Bezer Hashem review what we learned on today's Daf on Chof Bez. We had a Shaila on Chof Aleph on the Bez, whether a Baal is made for his wife's Nazirus retroactively or not, and the Nafkamina, the Gemara on Chof Aleph on the Bez, told us, in a case of a friend is matpis in the Naziris of her friend, when the Baal is mefer, are they mefer both? The Gemara goes back and forth and back and forth, bringing rayas. We brought a raya from the halacha of, on our daf, we brought a raya from the halacha that a woman who is nadir ben nazir, she automatically brings a chatas ha'of. The Gemara suggests that that would not be depend on maker akar megas guys, which are the two terms, a maker akar being retroactively, megas guys being in the present, that would not be a proof because it's based on the opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKfar that says that simply the commitment for Naziris is an Avera of Tzir Atzmai Min Hayayin. Ultimately, the Gemara concluded with a Beferish Tosefta that says that her friend is Osir in such a case, if she says Ani, even though the first woman's husband revoked it, and that proves to us the concept of Megas Gaius. The Gemara also compared the shaila of a person who says Hareini Kemosech to the shaila of whether you are being matpis in the Iker Karbon, in the case of Neder, by Shlomim, or the Sof of the Karbon. The Iker Karbon Shlomim is Aser, Sof Karbon is Mutter, and the Gemara has two opinions, whether the woman is saying, I'm going to be exactly like you at your end, or the Iker moment of when taking the Naziris. Then the Gemara was Choker similarly on the words Hareini Be'ikveich. Does that mean I'm becoming identical to you or being Matbis on the Iker? And the Gemara concludes Bekula Demilsa Mitvis, that when you say Hareini Be'ikveich, it would seem that's Bekula Matbis. And then the Gemara comes back and says, then in general we say bi'ikara matbis, and the one exception is a case of our Mishnah, where a man says va'ani on his wife's neder, so then in such a case, even though he's mefer later on, it's not a valid hafara, not because we don't say that he was matbis bi'ikar, but rather because there was an approval to his wife's neder when he said va'ani. And therefore, once a husband says ani, he can no longer be mefer. And that does not get involved in the question of whether he's being matbis be'ikar, nizirus, or the sof. Finally, the Gemara concluded that the Tosefta and the Mishnah are not in contradiction. When the Mishnah says that a man says hareini nazir va'at, and she says amen, then he could be mefer her neder, but his remains, that in our Mishnah, when he says va'at, he's asking a question. And since he's asking a question, he's separating his Naziris from hers. In contrast to the Tosefta, that says that her Naziris is dependent on his, and if her Naziris is undermined, so is his, that is when he said, Hareini Nazir va'at. However, in our Mishnah, the way to read it, concludes the Gemara, is Hareini Nazir va'at mai, and he's asking her, what does she want? Therefore, even though ultimately, if her Naziris is revoked, his is still going to stand. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Chav Beis in Meseches Nazir. Wishing everybody a Shnas Chaim Tov V'Shalom. May you have Hatzlacha in Ruchnius and Gashmius. May we have Nachas from our families. May we be Zolcha to see our children grow in Torah, following in the footsteps of their parents who are Moser Nefesh, to learn the Daf Yomi. And Beis Hashem, may we be zoche to celebrate Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh and learn Torah together with the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGozes, B'mheirah V'yameinu.